rolling out the courthouse. Friday night. X got the kids, and that's all right. Corner store, a sixer, tequila, and a lime. Gonna kick my feet up. Keys on the line.
Listening to the Keys on Twine podcast with your hosts, Pope Calhoun and the Good Captain. Let's start the show.
Hey, single dads. Welcome back to Keys on Twine. I am your host, Pope Calhoun, joined by a dizzy blue bear and, as always, the man who puts the handy in summer shandy, the Good Captain.
Pope, you ever dance so good to our theme song that you spin around about 8 times and then you get so dizzy you fall down?
I mean, once or twice, but that was in private. It wasn't leading into an episode.
I just want to say Blue Bear, our sweet boy here with his sweet little whines and groans, he loved the theme song so much he spun around in a circle about 8 times while dancing and then he fell down.
Yeah, he was really getting into the theme song, which I take as a compliment.
I love it.
The man has a very limited reference pool for music.
One, I just want to put this out here. In case it ever comes up in congressional testimony for Blue Bear, testifying before Congress. But Blue Bear loves Black Sabbath. I do not know what it is, but like old school Black Sabbath. Kid is into it.
I mean, I know exactly what it is. It's the same thing that drew me to the band when I was, going to church on Sundays.
And Dad, like, kind of...
Dude, Black Sabbath and skateboards. Like, he just pulled a old skateboard deck off the wall that has no trucks on it, and he's just trying to stand on the grip tape by himself right now.
Barefoot, by the way. If that's not a future Jay Adams, I don't know who is.
I mean, like, I remember being, like, a kid and watching footage of, like, Riley Hawk being a kid.
Yeah, shredding.
And just, like, being like, oh, you know, his dad does it, so he's trying to emulate it. But then you watch footage of Riley Hawk now, and he's, like, super gnarly and
stuff.
He's
very gnarly.
Like, you don't have nearly... I'm going to go out on a limb here and say you don't have as much footage as Tony Hawk.
I do not. Yeah. I'm not as prolific.
Like, I don't think it's a reach for me to say that you don't have as much skate footage as
No,
Tony
not
Hawk.
Starting back when I was 13.
But
no.
Blue Bear could have some serious footage and, like, get sponsored one day.
I'm not even kidding. Like, the way this kid is gravitated to skateboards, like, I'll get Snapchats from Beautiful Wife when I'm at work of Blue Bear standing on a skateboard by himself and just being very excited. He's 15 months old.
Yeah, so, like, when he was dancing to the theme song just a second ago, right before he spun around 5 times and fell down, he was reaching for a book called Tiger, about Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Now, Tiger Woods' dad was one of those dads that, like, forced his son to do a particular
activity.
When he was,
activity. Like, 3. He, like, taped the club to Tiger's hands so he could get
to,
more
like,
swing
to, him into excellence. Obviously, that's not the approach you're taking to Blue Bear. This is just a natural attraction he has.
I am scattering skateboards throughout the house, and he just always
so,
happens
so
to grab a
So you're saying it's
skateboard.
Subliminal? Like, you're yes. not taking the Mr. Woods approach. You should probably grab that.
Well, I should also say that I'm also apparently scattering shot glasses throughout the house with how many times he walks over to shot glasses and picks them up.
Maybe we should just put those on a higher shelf. Well, but you're not taking the Mr. Woods approach and, like, forcing him to...
Nature versus nurture, right?
Where is he finding?
Dude, I don't know. Like, he's finding so many shot glasses, I just don't even know. So, nature versus nurture, right? So, the nature of the baby is apparently that he likes skateboards, but the nurturing thing of me...
Did you just see him smile when I offered him...
You cannot offer him a shot of beer, Pope Calhoun. You are his godfather.
I'm cutting all of this.
Keep it in there. I want the people to know. I want the people to know that I told you, his godfather, that you literally swore in front of Jesus, our Lord and Savior, that you would protect this child.
I'm protecting him from myself.
That's probably good. Bluebear, you have a
dark
sense of humor.
Sense of
he has such a dark. He's got like a black sense of humor.
He's a skater.
Black comedy, dude.
He's literally. This is a knee slap right now.
Dude, you know what I bet Bluebear's also got? A sense of schadenfreude, dude.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude? I always thought it was schadenfreude.
I always thought it was like Freud, like schadenfreude, but with an E at
the end. Anyways, like, he's gonna be on the playground, some kid's gonna fall down and bang up his knee, and gonna be like crying, and Blueberry go, ha ha!
Yeah, because he's gonna be ollieing nines. He's gonna be like ollieing nines. Ha ha! Because he's gonna be ollieing nine stairs when he's like seven.
This kid's gonna be throwing tray flips down nine stairs when he's
That's
like seven.
The crazy thing. I remember Sixth growing grade. Up and watching skateboard sponsor me tapes and watching like actual
411 videos or whatever, Transworld videos.
Exactly.
Thrasher,
and like kids were doing like double kicks down like, you know, nine stairs and stuff. Nowadays you go on Instagram, kids are like literally
everyone's doing double
the
kick.
Gnarliest stuff, dude. They're doing like dark slides and tray flips out.
So I think it's because the platform, right? So it used to be like you needed to get a filmer and you needed to have a sponsor and a whatever to like actually come and like have the nice camera footage set up to get you doing that primo slide like down whatever, right? Now, today, everyone's got an iPhone and the iPhone costs $1,000 and it's got a really nice camera on it, so anyone can film their own stuff.
Yeah, it's also about the progression of the sport, though. Like, you know, when Lou Alcindor was getting recruited for basketball, he was an anomaly who was like 6'10 and he went on to like, you know, UCLA and then changed the game in the Lakers. But, you know, fast forward years later and there's like hundreds of kids who are like 6'10 and throwing the nastiest dunks on hoop mixtapes on YouTube. You know what I mean?
True.
It is like the proliferation of media and just like I don't know how to frame it, but I feel like once someone does something, it seems more achievable by others. It's like the guy who broke the 4-minute mile.
Yeah.
He broke it and then like weeks later it was broken again. Like for years no one could achieve it and they thought it was unachievable.
Once you get to the cusp of something and then people go, "Oh, I guess if I try really hard I can do that."
Yeah, exactly.
No, that's a great point. Right? So like Ali Boulala tried to ollie that 25 stair, the Lions 25 stair in France, and he couldn't make it, right?
And then you just need a kid with rubber knees who has a crippling addiction to hugs who will do anything for adulation from his contemporaries.
Aaron Jaws Himoki gets in there. He goes back one time. Or he goes there one time, blows out his ACL. As soon as the ACL is fixed, he's there like the next week. And he makes it happen. He does like a Ollie Mellon, I think. Ollie Mellon, the 25 stair.
You kind of have to because just gravity, like we were talking about in the last episode.
But then, I'm not even kidding, I think someone hit it after.
Can you get the glass out of this kid's hands?
Dude, he's from Ishpeming. He's tough. Dude,
it's
this
true.
Kid, he is from Ishpeming.
Yeah. Ha ha! You got hematite in your blood, brother. Specular hematite in your blood.
No, I'm just saying, like, he is one of the toughest kids I know, for sure.
Do you know a lot of kids?
No, not at all, actually. Blue Bear. Hey, I have a plastic shot glass. Look at this nice plastic shot glass.
No, dude,
too.
I gave him a harmonica. Start sticking skateboards and harmonicas in his hands, and he'll be
He'll be a bluesy.
I was going to say he'll be riding the rails by the time he's 19.
I will say this kid has no fear. I had him at work the other day, and he was up. I was watching him because beautiful wife had something she had to do for her work. So I was watching him at work. My employer's very good about work-life balance and stuff. So I had like an hour or something to watch him. And I had him up on like this like loading dock kind of area. And it is literally three times his height. And he's just standing up there. Not a care in the world. Not a care in the world. So I'm saying when it comes into dropping in on like a, you know, 75-foot mega ramp, this kid will be doing it someday. One thing I kind of wanted to hit. So I know we talked about it previously. Like, what's your favorite bar? Like, what's your favorite bar you've been to?
Oh, we've definitely done that.
But what I wanted to do is, I saw an ad come up on my Facebook page for Panama City Beach, some bars. Both beautiful wife and I went there for many a spring break in college, and I don't know if they.
When was the last time you cleared out the cookies on your computer, man?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, I don't know if it's, like, linked to Facebook, and it was showing, like a promo ad, and they were blasting it out to anyone who's ever checked in at Panama City Beach in the last 10 years or whatever.
That's what I'm saying.
But, what I'm saying is, the names of some of these bars in Panama City Beach are ridiculous.
I've never been,
So I want to come up, what's the best bar you've ever heard of, period? Like, the best name of a bar? And then what's the best bar name you can think of? So just to get us started, I wanted to read some of these Panama City Beach bar names. So there's Hammerhead Fred's, which is down there.
Okay.
Hurricane Charlie's.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Sharky's Beachfront. And you can tell these are kind of like, you have a fun name and then a thing, right? Or a guy and then like a noun. The Salty Goat Saloon.
Yeah, I don't know if this is basic or not, but I was always like, I always thought it was funny when bars were named like The Library or Work. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You'd be like, oh, you wanna go to work? Or?
Oh, I'm at work.
Yeah. Although there was a bar at the University of Missouri called My House, and I hated the name of that bar.
I'm at my house.
It was so confusing, because they're like, do you want to go to my house tonight? And I'm like, your house or the bar? And then they'd have to, like, specify.
Okay.
It's kind of like what you and Hazel were talking about in the last episode with, like, Staten Island and Long Island. Just calling it the island.
The island.
It's like, it took that extra step of clarification that just made everything inconvenient. Dude, we forgot to give him this cardboard.
Hey, Blue Bear. Hey, we got an old beer. Case of beer for you to play with.
Also,
hey,
they would just play that Flo Rida song the whole time.
You spin my head right round. That one?
No. Welcome to my house, baby, take your clothes off.
Oh, that's really nice.
We don't have to go over.
So, Flo Rida actually knew that whoever the hell that guy did that song was. Luke Bryan.
Oh,
whatever.
It's definitely a chicken and the egg situation.
It is.
If that's what you're getting at.
Because Flo Rida
came
like,
first, the bar in Columbia, Missouri, or the Flo Rida song?
We don't have to go out.
We don't have to.
So I was going to say, like, we were talking about business ventures on episode 20, you know, that you and I had together. If we had to open a bar, what would we call it? That's kind of like what I wanted to get at with this, you know?
I always had the idea, if I ever owned a store... Exactly. If I ever had a store, I would name it Stuff with a question mark.
Stuff?
Because what's in there?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Stuff's in there.
Is it?
Stuff?
Stuff?
Stuff.
Yeah.
Now, would you have to contend with Stuff Magazine, which is like kind of like a pseudo-Maxim magazine?
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Like...
I guess I'm not well-versed
in
that world.
Fast cars, rock and roll. Girls in Bikinis, Stuff Magazine.
So it's like the man show, the magazine?
Pretty much is what Stuff Magazine is. Bluebeard, that's exactly right with your little head nod there.
So I don't know if that's good or bad.
The bar, I was... that was interesting.
You gave up.
Bluebeard has a plastic shot glass in his hand. He has a plastic shot glass in his hand. He's pretending to take little shots.
And he
Because
guts.
I think he thinks it's a little cup, like a little Bluebeard-sized cup, but... Actually, it's a shot glass for adults.
I think he's looking at us taking drinks, right?
Yeah.
And then he took a fake shot and then got very stumbly, and I'm going to blame that on his center of gravity and not his superb acting talent. Dude, he got so stumped.
I know.
There he goes again.
I know. And I've told my coworkers about this. I've told our family members about this, that he walks around the house, and like when I have a case of beer on the ground, he'll walk up to the case of beer, he'll grab a beer, and he'll start just like pretending to throw it back. It's obviously a closed beer or whatever.
I just tried to grab the glass from him, and he pulled it away.
I don't even throw back beers that enthusiastically every day. Like, I just like...
Dude, he's going into the brown bag that I brought from the liquor store, and he's looking for more stuff. Should we have a little intervention with Blue Bear right now?
Hey, Blue Bear, bud. Hey,
I'll sit him down in the chair.
Yeah, sit him down in the chair.
And we can tell him how much we care about him.
Hey.
Oh, he's on the ground right now. Alright.
Yeah, not the first time you'll be on the ground.
Alright, come in a minute. Alright, you're gonna sit down in this sweet throne.
Blue Bear.
Hey, Blue Bear.
We gotta have a talk, bud. Hey, you're 15 months old.
Hey, dude, No, you gotta ease into it. Hey, man, we're here because we care about you.
We're here because we care about you, because I love you more than life itself.
Dude, try and grab that shot glass from him.
Blue Bear. Hey, the shot glass?
He actually gave it to you that time.
You're 15 months old, okay? I know I gave this to you, and this is probably sending confusing messages, but you cannot be pretending to take little shots out of the shot glass I'm giving you, literally entertain you, okay?
Yeah, this is not a toy, man.
Buddy, bud, I love you so much. You're 15 months old, okay?
It's just like
you have a sit down. This is like
I know we talk about drinking underage a lot on this podcast. But
you're gonna go into kindergarten and they're gonna kick you right out because you're gonna be, I don't know, like steal a flask from the drawer or something. You have like a fake little flask.
Oh my god! He's trying to make a run for it. He won't even make eye contact with you.
He hasn't been making eye contact with me for a second since we started this intervention.
Yeah, he knows what's going on.
It's almost like he doesn't even care what's going on.
It's that kind of attitude that's going to get you nowhere, man.
Everything you give him, he just throws it on the ground like he doesn't even care.
Do you not Bluebeard, understand?
This is
okay. He set it down that time.
Textbook reckless self abandon, and I'm worried what kind of avenue you're going down for the rest of your life.
He gave it back to you, and he's like, kind of. Never mind.
He just did a Fonzie A with me.
Yeah.
Too slow. Well, Bluebeard.
I want to say he's stumbling because he's still getting the hang of his legs, but.
Bluebeard, what's your 5-year plan, bud? Buddy? Yeah, what's your 10-year plan? Where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Where do you see yourself in 5 years, Bluebeard?
Do you see yourself in. You see yourself in seventh grade?
He's just grabbing his big toe.
Sixth grade? Where do you see yourself, huh?
I don't know what that means.
Bluebeard, I'm concerned about you. As your father?
As your godfather?
I don't even know if you've sat down once to think about your future. And yet here you are pretending to drink little beers and little shots all the time.
Falling all over the place.
Just constantly stumbling around. Cute, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, my son.
Yeah, it's funny when Jackie Chan does it in a movie, but he's not actually playing the drunken master, you know?
Yeah, it's funny
when character.
Plutarski does it.
Exactly.
Hey, no need to cry, my son. No need to cry. This is a starting point, okay? You're only 15 months old. We have your whole life
ahead
of you.
We're here for you, man.
You haven't messed up so bad in life yet that you're...
Dude, here, give him Chris Benoit again.
Where's Benoit?
I got it in my hand. Hey. He had it... Put Seth Rollins back. And then hand him Chris Benoit. We gave him this, you know, 12 months ago. He loved it.
Bluebeard, here's Chris Benoit, Father of the Year, 2007.
Oh, 03. Father of the Year, 03.
Toothless aggression. Well, this is good. He's not playing with shot glass anymore. He's not just playing with a guy who... Convicted murderer. Not convicted.
Double murder suicide.
Yeah, double murder suicide.
Allegedly.
Hey, to a successful intervention.
Yeah. Yeah, there you
Cheers.
Go. You're much better off playing with that guy.
Back to bar names. So the bar I was thinking we could, I don't know if this is going to be funny or not. I'm just going to say
it
anyways.
You got one locked and loaded?
I got one locked and loaded. So we talked about Hammerhead Fred's, we talked about Hurricane Charlie's, Sharky's Beachfront, the Salty Goat Saloon, okay? Those are all memorable. What do you think about this one?
Actual establishments in Panama City.
Real actual establishments in Panama City, okay?
Panama City Beach, Florida?
Panama City Beach, Florida. This is what I'm thinking of for us. Butt Chug Billy's, and then domestic drafts and beer bongs.
It's a lot to put on a t-shirt. But
no, you just got a small font.
Okay.
Butt Chug Billy's. Dude, people are going to go to Butt Chug Billy's, don't you think?
I'll see you at Butt Chugs, because you got to think of the abbreviation.
No, I'm saying, like, we don't even offer Butt Chugs on the menu,
no.
We rent out beer bongs
menu.
To people for the day.
Yeah, no, wait, what?
So we have a whole row of beer bongs that we rent out, like shot skis. You go to a bar, you're like, oh, we're going to do a shot ski, right?
I've never seen one at a bar. I've only seen people hand make them.
Shot skis? Or...
Yeah, shot skis.
No, there's plenty of bars in Michigan that do shot skis, for sure.
I didn't know that.
Maybe you gotta have like six people and there's six shot glasses.
Well, no, I've had people make them.
Yeah.
I've done one, done multiple, but.
So I'm just saying we are a domestic draft house and beer bong bar, but it's called Butt Chug Billy's. So we're not like telling people like, hey, you should probably butt chug this, but it's gonna be a fun t-shirt. People are gonna buy a lot of them.
What about like don't butt chug Billy's?
Don't butt chug Billy's?
Yeah.
So like telling people that it's forbidden here so they try it, you mean?
Not even saying, like, we have a rule against it. It's more of, like, a word of caution.
Please don't butt chug, Billy's. But we have a butt chug room in the back.
What about, like, try not?
Refrain from?
Yeah, refrain from butt chug, Billy's. But that sounds like don't come to our bar.
Refrain from. No, I think so. Butt chug, Billy's. You think that's off the table?
I think it's edgy. I like it. There's something...
I think it's going to sell a lot of tank tops, dude.
Yeah, it definitely sell some shirts. That's why I was saying it was a lot of word to put on a shirt. Cause...
And I think what it is it's a guy, Billy, he's like kind of got like a beer gut on him
on
the shirt.
Make it a goat.
He's a goat?
Yeah, Billy Goat. A Billy Goat.
I'm thinking he's got an IV, and the IV just says vodka on it, and it's going into his arm. Like, it doesn't show him butt-chugging anything, but it shows that, like...
I think that works if it's don't butt-chug Billy.
Like, we're kind of hardcore.
Yeah.
I think you want to show people how intense you are, and then you'll start booking like really intense like band acts people want to come see. Like I could see Kesha playing at Butt Chug Billy's.
Blue Bear has discovered the clamp for
the
microphone.
Clamp.
Trump.
That being said, he has yet to let go of Chris Benoit.
Yeah, I mean, again, I try to explain. The thing is, like, the kid's English is very poor for 15 months. I've tried to explain to him who Chris Benoit is.
Have you tried doing it in ASL?
I have not tried to sign it out yet, no. Yeah, I don't know the sign for Canada.
That's the sign you're going to lead with?
Well, I just want to let him know.
That would deter him from playing with that dollar?
I want to let him know that Chris Benoit is a Canadian who killed his family, not an American who killed his family.
It's a fair point.
It's absolutely fair.
I mean, learning the sign for CTE might be pretty easy.
CTE? No, I thought he had a TBI, traumatic brain injury.
I'm sure it's a combination.
Yeah, from all the
concussions. I think they're kind of a big Venn diagram of contact sports and sports entertainment.
Over here, do you wrestle? Do you have a TBI?
Do you have CTE? Hit your head a lot?
Are you a wrestler?
Do you keep doing it? And then the middle of that Venn diagram is like football, MMA, wrestling.
It's real
amateur and professional.
Real purple in the middle of that.
Jiu-jitsu.
Where do you get a
Blue Bear liked that one.
Probably not. So anyways, what's a good bar name you can think of? If you don't want to do Butt Chug Billy's. You do like Hangover Hal's, and you like offer people like saline bags. So like you have a phlebotomist who's on call, who like gives you a saline bag like while you're having a beer to recover the next day. Because what would be better than getting IV pumped into your arm, but also having a beer? So you're attacking it from two angles there.
I think you run into like, you know, I've donated blood a couple times, and I remember people complaining when like nurses couldn't hit the vein in the first try. I think you'd run into some problems when your shaky drunk patrons are not sitting still for their IV drip.
What if you call it Main Vein Mike's?
That's pretty good. So that's so
Main
you're
Vein
really,
Mike's
you're really,
IV bar and vodka station.
You're really just leaning into this like 1-2 punch.
That is how you get a beachy bar.
Okay, how about Brock's Rock Bottom?
This is not Brock Lesnar related.
No.
Brock's Rock Bottom.
Yeah.
So like
really leaning into like the daily clientele.
And like we're talking
dollar
drafts. I don't
want people coming here once a week.
Dollar drafts. Oh, okay. Here's the thing. So your only drink specials are dollar drafts and dollar Everclear shots. Everything else is like $6. So like Brock's Rock Bottom is like you're coming here to get turned up because that's sixth Budweiser you have. Because it's like when you're getting dollar drafts, it's like in like a plastic cup. Like you're not giving these people fan at Brock's Rock Bottom. You're not serving in a pint glass.
Yeah,
they get a solo cup full of beer for $1. But after about six of those, they're like, "Oh, those Everclear shots are looking pretty good." And they're like, "Can I get a chaser?" And you're like, "Yeah. What would you like for your chaser?" They're like, "Okay, I'll do a diet Coke." And you say, "That's $6."
Sorry, I'm trying to kill a spider with my beer.
Been there before. Dude, what an episode this is already. Bluebeard is looking at you, his godfather, trying to murder a spider with the bottom of a summer shandy bottle.
I cut it in half with a glass bottle.
You ever feel like we just live in like Saskatoon or some shit? Or goddamn Saskatchewan?
Okay, what about a bar called AA, spelled with like multiple A's and Y's?
AA!
going to AA.
Like Alcoholics Anonymous?
Yeah. Like, I'm sure that's in poor taste, but I also think it's kind of clever.
Captain, you need to go to AA. I will. AA! Hey, how was your AA meeting? Oh, and then at AA, you have designated meeting times every couple of hours to meet new friends. And they're like, yeah, I've got an AA meeting
we're meeting at AA.
At 6 p.m.
Yeah.
That's classic.
You think that's pretty good?
Yes.
I'm leaning into like the negative side of alcohol, but like rebranding it.
You know how we had an intervention with Bluebeard earlier?
Yeah.
What do we call the bar intervention?
That's the name of the drinking game I made.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. The board game I made, a drinking board game, is called Intervention.
I know we have it hanging on the wall over here, but I don't know if I've ever seen how to play it. Maybe we'll have to do that sometime.
Yeah, you want at least three players because it gets pretty aggressive.
It's aggressive.
And you also want like your day free because you drink about six beers in 30 minutes. We used to use it as a pregame, and then, like, our bar tab would be, like, you know, like, $3, because we wouldn't want to drink anymore by the time we made it to the bar.
Ooh, I got another good one.
Okay.
What if you call the bar community service?
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to do some community service. I'm like, oh my god, that's so sweet of you.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, I liked the bar names that I always heard. It's like school, the library. Like, I think it's funny when you switch the location and the context.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you call it, like...
Like, I had a buddy in college. This wasn't, like, a bar or anything, but he used to just call drinking work.
Yeah.
Maybe like, go put some work I'm working at 6.
Yeah, I'm gonna go put some work in.
Yeah, I gotta work at 6. He'd be like, oh, you guys... Are you guys working tonight? That kind of stuff.
Hey, Bluebeard, hey. You're being a very poor... Yeah, give him the black Sharpie.
Do you want Chris Benoit?
Yep, I'll take Chris Benoit.
Because he looks like he fell from a 5-story building over here right now.
Well, I think if Chris Benoit would have fell from a 5-story building previously, he would have probably helped out his family.
Ouch.
I'm saying that was like a life insurance joke.
Oh, I meant the falling off the building.
Hey, are there any bars called therapy?
It's funny.
Like, I'm going to therapy?
Yeah.
How about any bars called, I'm going to see my state court-ordered psychologist?
Yeah. Lamaze?
What?
Lamaze?
Yeah, I'm going to Lamaze. Well, I think you get a lot of people showing up in, like, yoga clothes at your bar. If it was called Lamaze, it'd be, like, a weird thing.
Preschool?
Has there ever been a bar that offers daycare?
It sounds like a big-time liability.
No. I'm saying that, so the...
If they also offered shuttles home, maybe.
No, I'm saying, so you got the YMCA, right? So the YMCA has, like, I can go take a Lamaze class, or I can go take a Zumba class.
Dude, I used to donate plasma at a place that had childcare.
Awesome. No, I mean, that's smart.
That's
cool.
What I'm saying. Like, so why they're not ostracizing people who have children from donating
Why
plasma.
Can't the bar have childcare? You show up at the bar, this is, you know, whoever, they're going to watch your kid.
And it's not like they can smoke indoors anymore, so it's not terrible.
No, I'm also saying, like, if
soundproof a room.
If the kids want to smoke, they can smoke. I don't care.
I mean, I kind of care.
I'm a libertarian, man. Like, if the kids want to smoke, they can smoke.
That's the first time hearing about that.
No, I'm actually not a libertarian, but I like...
You like saying
when
you're
when it's convenient for me, I like saying I'm a libertarian.
Yeah.
So anyways, so these kids, they're free thinkers. If they want to smoke, they can smoke. But,
Blue Bear.
So,
what do you think about going to daycare at a bar?
So, you're a...
They'll give you as many shot glasses as you can play with.
That's true. You give them all kinds of plastic glasses.
Preferably plastic.
All right.
I don't think he's too thrilled on it. All right. Nap time.
Limousine riding, jet flying, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing, sons of guns.
Okay, so daycare at a bar.
Daycare at a bar. So, I think you show up. You check in. So they probably, because it's COVID, they probably scan your forehead, scan your baby's forehead, ask you questions. Have you been to Iran? Have you been to China? Are you feeling okay?
Have you been to Florida?
Have you been exposed to COVID-19? So this is...
Are we in Panama City Beach?
So, like, they ask you all of those 5 questions. They scan your forehead, scan your baby's forehead for temperature checks, of course. They write it down. You hand your baby over to Misty. I think it's safe to say Misty is the woman running the daycare at Butt Chug Billy's.
No, that's not the name of our bar.
No, I was... Well, okay. Hey! Yeah. Okay, so A's. Misty also does coat check. So, like, you turn in your coat and also your child. Okay, you go up to the bar.
Because I think child daycare at this bar is year-round.
Oh, my God, yeah. So I'm
coat
saying...
check is a must.
They also... Your bartender asks you, did you just check in a child? And you say, yes. And he says, can I see your child check slip? And he verifies it, and he puts it in.
Discount. Discount on drinks.
I was saying he just monitors the fact that you have a child, so he makes sure you don't drive home with a child and that you, like, use a stroller or something.
See, what I'm saying is that childcare is so expensive, right?
Mm-hmm.
That we incentivize coming to the bar for free childcare.
So, basically, if you come to the bar and drink, your drinks are... Because
what do we have to pay the lady who's watching childcare? Minimum wage?
$10-$15 an hour.
Okay. So these people are literally saving money by drinking at our bar.
The problem you get is the child to caretaker ratio. I want to say
you
it's
You think
like,
we're going to be that packed?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Pope. This is a revolutionary idea. I don't know if anyone's ever done this before. If Hooters did this, Hooters wouldn't be going out of business.
What if we're in like a strip mall, right?
Next to the nail salon.
I wasn't even saying that. I was saying in a strip mall, but the daycare is separate from the bar. We're in the same strip mall. We're next door to each other, but they're two separate entities, so like the parent isn't liable. And we offer a shuttle service home.
The convenience of walking in one door and being able to go to both. I think that if you had a combination,
see, I think that's like illegal.
Combination nail salon and bar and daycare. Like when mom would take us, when she had to get her nails done, we'd have to like sit on the...
I think that's just called an all-inclusive resort.
We'd have to sit on the, like the chairs. We'd like eat Burger King and hang out and like mom would get her nails done. I'm saying what if we were in daycare and then mom's over here getting her nails done and then, or alternately, if you're a dad, you're over here and you're crushing beers.
What if we named...
Kids are still getting watched.
What if we named the bar all-inclusive?
All-inclusive, colon, a Midwestern resort.
Yeah, a daytime. A daytime resort.
Well, then are we going to charge people like $50 cover charge and then free beers or something after that?
It's like when you walk into the casino and you drink for free while you're gambling.
Okay.
So, like, yeah, what if we had like a price per head or something? And then we just served like well liquors instead of like top shelf shit.
That's something. There's so many bar concepts I want to try, but I can only declare bankruptcy like a few times. You know what I mean?
Yeah, unless we get like a lackey or like someone we can use. We could put their name on all the papers.
John from the last podcast episode.
Yeah, we could use John from the Boneyard.
Yeah, John from the Boneyard. Like the guy who really, really wanted to buy the Mazda.
Yeah.
He would for sure sign whatever you put in front of him. I don't think he understands.
I got an inkling that he has bad credit.
You're not wrong.
So
that man's credit is probably shit-tay.
I think all of our business loans might have some steep interest rates if we put him on all the documentation.
You look at all the COVID programs out there right now. We could probably open a bar pretty easy.
We're better off like teaming up with someone in a retirement home.
What? Oh, because they got the flow?
What?
Cash flow.
Not even that. It's just like they probably have good credit and they're already done, but they're looking for business ventures.
I think if you had a bar that had a daycare attached to it, you'd be printing money. Think about our single dad.
I'm
listeners.
Just worried about think the about legality. Single... That's why I think no. figured if we had a physical wall separating two business entities, but they were owned by the same person, they could try and point fingers and be like, obviously you're trying to have the kid people drop off their kids while they drink. And it's like, it's better than them having the kids grow up in the bar.
Think about this.
Yeah.
Think about this. There are places, like on Craigslist, they'll say, office space for rent. We'll rent you this office room.
Yeah.
You can have your own office inside of this office suite, and we have a shared coffee maker and a shared conference room and all this shit. And they'll rent you this room so you can be a therapist or a whatever, like social worker. For like $200 a month. They're subletting office space. I'm saying that the bar has so much space, it sublets a footprint to the daycare.
Okay, I get that.
So I'm saying that, like, dude, it's all good to go.
I get that argument.
Also, think about it this way. And so, like, in order to be able to bring kids in a bar, maybe you gotta have, like, X amount of sales. Like, X amount of sales have to go towards food or something like that. You make a cheeseburger, $20. You make a cheeseburger, $20.
No. The kids menu is super expensive. So, like, okay. Yeah, we'll
chicken
watch
fingers?
Your fucking kid, but we're not feeding him.
$25 chicken fingers.
Yeah, dude.
That's how you do it.
Cheers. I'm just worried.
That's how you get around it. Chicken fingers are $25. Also, if we're going to watch your kid, he has to eat chicken fingers
Yeah. Daycare is free, but chicken fingers are $30. Because once you get a couple of fucking soda pops in your system.
Oh, yeah.
You're
knock back a couple
wineys.
Dude,
you know how fucking wealthy I feel after, like, my fourth beer?
It's almost like you forget that you're, like, being crushed by poverty.
Yeah.
It's so amazing,
you almost
it?
Forget that this is, like, capitalism.
When I have about, like, four beers in me, I'm thinking, like, you know what? I think I will order that third appetizer. I think.
Do you think we do it by day of the week, like free daycare Fridays? Because like that's where people are going out.
Yes. No. What I'm saying.
Or do you think this is a daily
thing?
Are we channeling towards alcoholics?
Hey. No. So we market this. I think if you market this towards single dads who have custody of the kids but really don't want custody of the kids.
If you market this towards John Gosling.
If you market this towards John Gosling, like, he's gonna come, he's gonna put the kids in the bar.
Okay, you know how, like, The Rock bought the XFL and he's trying to do a reality show with it?
Yeah.
We gotta buy the bar, buy the daycare center, and do a reality show with it.
Yeah. Dude, Bravo will pick this up no problems.
Yeah, Andy Cohen. I'll just give him a call. He's a Missouri man. I probably got
Bravo will pick up this show no problems. Fear and Loathing in Marquette, Michigan.
Yeah, Fear and Loathing in Davenport.
Actually, we gotta go somewhere that people are downtrodden. Fear and Loathing in Ishpeming, dude. Yeah,
Fear and Loathing in Waterloo is pretty
Fear and Loathing in Waterloo, Iowa.
Yeah.
Fear and Loathing in Waterloo.
It's dark enough to work.
No, and I just think that, like, people are going to come in with the kids and be like, yeah, I used to work at the plant, used to bolt the blades on the new tractors.
I just love...
Now, you know, I love that. I have to see the kids.
Do you have to have, like, a license to do daycare? Because you definitely don't need a license to be a nanny.
You need some kind of licensure to be a daycare because it's the child to... watcher ratio or whatever. So for like, if you have three babies under the age of one, that's one person's job. If you have five babies under the age of two, that's another person's job.
It's so
like
we can't just hire ratios on random fucking people at minimum wage.
No. You can. That's a thing. As like
minimum wage,
you can
no one's
literally
gonna take that job with a degree.
You can literally have anyone you want in there. Like, literally, if they're a adult, they can work.
What is the bachelor degree to child ratio? Do we need one bachelor? There, nothing.
No, you don't need to have a bachelor's degree to work in a daycare.
Fucking A.
Because your job at the daycare is not to keep the kids happy, it's to keep the kids alive.
You don't need, like, a health and family services degree.
No.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
No.
Dude, this here's the thing. Like, this is like a gimmicky bar, right?
No, and I'm saying, so like,
you
got the girls over here. So the girls are working behind the bar. They're pouring shots, right? Dollar Everclears, dollar drafts is what we're doing.
Yeah.
Dollar Everclears, dollar drafts. That's it. Everything else costs $6.
We have a shuttle service, right?
We have a shuttle service.
And like a valet that drives your car back to your house.
That would be legit.
That's kind of cool. Could be coming from like, but instead of a shuttle, it's like a valet that drives your car back to your house.
So you have the shuttle is followed by
You don't even need a shuttle at that point. You just have like a guy in like a Prius because we're looking at like...
I'm saying because like we're going to drop multiple people off. So you have the valet follows the shuttle. The shuttle drops you and your buddies off at your house to go crash. And the valet drops the car at your house. And now the valet hops in the shuttle and he's heading back. Dude.
The valet's...
Within 5 miles.
Okay, yeah. And so we have a limit. I was going to say, this could get very pricey very fast.
Everything else is $10 a mile.
Ooh, surcharge.
$10 a mile.
Surcharge.
Surcharge?
Yeah, that's what
$10 a mile, son.
$30 chicken strips and surcharging car delivery.
Because you don't give a shit. Like, when you're going out there, like, I'm not going to get drunk tonight. I'm going to be able to drive home. I'm not going to get drunk tonight.
Dollar Everclear hits you after the second shot.
Next thing you know, you got $7
Everclear. How much is
Everclear
like a fifth?
95% alcohol.
I'm not talking about alcohol percent. I'm talking about cash.
$10-$15.
That's doable.
What I'm saying is, you have your seventh dollar Everclear, and now you're like...
Seventh? You, who are these people?
You walked people in Waterloo, Iowa.
Okay. Pope yeah, that's Calhoun. Fair. That's fair.
So you walk in, you got your kid, you drop him off.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm going to have $2 beers. I'm going to have a dollar Everclear. Everything's fine. Next thing you know... Toby Keith's on, and you're like, you know what? Everyone in the bar,
yeah, it's just
you buy a round.
I got friends in low places.
Yeah, where the Everclear drowns and the whiskey chases. Yeah. So, anyways, everyone's doing these things, and like, fuck. Well, thank God there's this service here. So, $10 a mile after five, and you hop on the shuttle, whatever, with your baby. He drops you off. We have such a good system here; it's not even funny.
You know what we also got to do?
There's no over-serving. There's no over-serving a customer if you drop them off in a shuttle and the valet hops in, literally parks it, and says, hey, I'll leave the keys under the floor mat. Or he hands you the keys to your drunk ass while you walk inside. I don't know.
All right. Here's my big worry so far. What if the valet gets in a car accident in someone else's car? That's my big worry from, like, an insurance standpoint.
When you have car insurance...
Mm-hmm. It covers any driver?
Any driver who has a license.
Okay, we're good there.
You do an insurance check on the car.
Okay, so we have to check valid insurance before... We got, like,
you're pretty
system.
Much a cop.
Yeah, we're...
So, like, hey,
we got an
you're using
cop.
The valet service. Yeah, you have an off-duty cop moonlighting.
Okay. We got and a lot of overhead, but I think the money is there.
Dollar?
$2. Let's already bump up the price.
$2 Everclear, dollar
draft. So now our profit's just doubled.
But what I'm saying, yeah, they definitely just doubled.
And
but what I'm saying
gonna
is
gonna get insane if the daycare's free.
Anything outside of the dollar Everclears and $2 drafts or whatever it is costs at least $6. Hey, I'll have a couple of shots of Jack Daniels for me and the boys. Cool, that's $87. What? And you say, yeah, those are like $8 a piece. And they say, oh. Okay.
Because we only
but guess
doing
what?
Wells. No, we only have one draft beer that's $1 or $2 or whatever. And then we only have Everclear that's two drafts.
Bush Light, Everclear, yeah. And then everything else is $6
like,
plus.
Even if you want Well tequila, it's like $5 a shot.
$5 a shot, easy.
Yeah. Bombs are like $10.
Look,
we're not trying to take advantage of you because like you could get fucked up for cheap. Like
cheap. Real
cheap. And daycare's free.
Daycare's free.
But here's what I was going to suggest.
People come in there feeling like millionaires when you're giving them dollar Bush Lights,
yep.
Dollar
Everclears.
But
as soon as they want to taste something a little better.
That's going to be $28.
Yeah. But here's what I was going to suggest.
Oh, and the chicken tenders for the kids. You got to order the kid chicken tenders.
Yeah, because he's going to get hungry. Because you're going to be there a while.
You're going to be there a while.
Okay, no, here's what I'm suggesting. Here's what I'm suggesting.
You're going to be there a while.
Here's what I'm suggesting. Here's what I'm suggesting.
Okay,
it's not exclusive to daycare. We do, like, tutoring and shit, too.
You get Sylvan Learning Center up
Kumon.
In there?
Kumon. Yeah.
The kid is learning AP stats. You just talk about SKUs and charts.
Like, we buy that VHS tape that keeps, like, teaches kids, like, fast, lattice multiplication.
You just put Muzzy on
there?
Yeah,
exactly. So, like, the kids are learning languages while you're tying one on.
Kids are learning
And we drive you home.
So, like, you get blueberries.
Dude, I'm so worried that this is such a good idea, and it's so, replicatable that, like... It's gimmicky at the start, but it'll catch on so quick. They'll be like, yeah, I got shit-faced, and they taught my kid division.
My kid speaks Latin now.
My kid speaks a dead romance language.
Literally, my kid speaks a dead language, and I had a fucking ball with
my
the boys.
My kid aced his English test, and...
Oh my god, what if we get tutors? Okay, so we have the people there watching. No, we have the people there watching
like,
the kids.
I don't want to be a Burger King play place. Like, I don't want to be a McDonald's play place where the kids are just having fun. Like, let's be a little...
Miss Smith, these are the 17 words I need to know for the spelling bee. Can you please teach me how to say onomatopoeia?
And, like, literally, it's Ms. Smith who we bring in, who, by the way, Ms. Smith...
Dude, off-duty teachers are already underpaid if we offer them, like, a little extra cash.
And... With Beers. Coronavirus, those teachers are only teaching like half the week or something right now.
I mean, potentially, they're not teaching at all. They're only teaching online.
So what I'm saying is these teachers are coming in, so we give them a bartending license. Also, they got a teaching license.
No. They're separate entities.
No. I'm saying we employ the same people Monday through Friday because we also offer benefits.
What
we
I was
going to
say, no, fuck that.
You don't
I was
do
gonna,
benefits?
They're already getting bennies. The teachers are already getting bennies at work. Let's be honest.
The teachers' union's kind of slacking these days.
What I was going to say is we just split tips. You know how like bartenders and doormen or bartenders and bouncers will split tips at the end of the night where everybody gets a cut? Cut in like, do like 33, 30, 36.
I'm saying the people watching the kids should make just as much money as the bartenders.
I think they should make a little more.
Dude, I'm saying we get teachers
I'm saying $30
who are
chicken tenders.
Teachers are watching the kids, and also if they're watching the kids Monday, Wednesday, Friday, they're bartenders Tuesday, Thursday.
Okay,
so you got them.
Fucking A, dude.
Teaching Latin and shit. Dead language. Teaching chemistry to these kids.
I'm saying,
like, you got like a little volcano,
maybe we have a jungle gym, like maybe, and it's got to be all indoors. Raining, people still got to be able.
Made
to
out of rebar or something. These kids got to be tough. You want your kids to get tough and smart at this joint? It's AA.
Yeah, the fucking floor is made out of sandpaper, but
Toughen up their little feet?
Yeah, it's a barefoot policy.
Hey guys, no shoes in here, okay? Yeah. Gotta tough up
the
your
name
feet
of the bar
bit.
Is Calluses.
Callous soles and hands.
Yeah. But
I don't know. I think AA should be a different bar from this place.
AA.
What if we called the Family Center?
What if like
what
the
if we
called
the Family Center?
Okay.
I'm going to the Family
okay, like,
Center.
What if our from a legal standpoint, like the company that pays the taxes has to have like one name. Like we have to be like an LLC or whatever. Or like a registered business. But what if like outside the like instead of having like signage on the storefront, it's like a digital panel, and like hourly we change the name of our bar, so we rebrand like based on the time. So like AA is at like 5 p.m. on a Sunday.
Yeah,
where it's like a funny joke, and then like during like you know Friday nights it's butt chug
Billy's,
and then during the week it's called preschool where like the kids get
so
tutored
people
and
literally
fucking people
don't know.
Yeah,
they literally I gotta drop the kids at preschool.
It's gonna be a bitch to figure it out with Google when we're trying to register our business or whatever.
Well, the thing is
we
you
could
can,
just register
you can
like
have
three
multiple
at one
LLCs
location.
Yeah, that
feed a parent company.
Well, I don't even want to fuck with that.
Well,
Butt Chug Billy's get sued. They could, in fact, go after the parent company.
We so have I'm a saying, different manager for every shift.
You can have three separate LLCs all with the same person who's in charge of the LLCs, and they can only take the asset of what happened in that time frame. If you have a battle rhythm established,
that's how we get
when
out.
All
that's
these
how we get out of all of these future legal
all when
issues.
These things flow in and flow out. But that's the thing, is like when we switch from Butt Chug Billy's to a daycare party or whatever the next day, where the hell we're calling it.
Yeah,
you purge. You got to purge everyone out of that bar.
I'm saying different
there's
staff.
There's a clear, distinct line drawn in the sand when Butt Chug Billy's turns into the children's place, where the hell we're calling it. Okay,
like half of the bar's identity has got to be lighting. So if I just switch the lighting, every
oh my
time,
god, the ambiance.
Yeah,
you fix the mood.
The bar moves like it's on hinges, or it just like on wheels. We could change the
people
layout.
Are
come
just
people
to see
wouldn't
the
even
circus,
know.
Dude.
Like you walk in there expecting Butt Chug Billy's. You walk in like clearly it's the preschool.
You gotta have a
post school.
You gotta have...
Fuck preschool. Let's call it post-school.
Post-school. Yeah, I gotta take the kids to post-school. But, one day a week where you have petting zoo animals get brought in, and you just call it the Dark Carnival.
Yeah.
The Dark Carnival. That'd be good.
I don't want the Juggalos coming after us, or the FBI
no,
for
the
that matter.
The Juggalos...
the FBI already considers... Or the
we know
CIA considers
Juggalos
them a gang?
Are looking to have...
CIA considers them a gang.
All I'm saying is... Juggalos are harmless, and they would love to bring their children to our venue, for sure.
Yeah, let's Faye go to the bar.
Also, so like you offer them again, dollar drafts, $2 Everclears, and Faygo is $8 on that day.
Do a flavor by flavor. You know how like bars will pair with Coca-Cola, and then the Coca-Cola company will supply them with like the nozzle, and then they just have to buy... The syrup
yeah.
And the what's it called, like the NO2
the carbonated water, yeah.
Like what if we paired up with Faygo? They gotta have some kind of
yeah, no, that's probably a thing. Faygo guns,
because they got way more flavors, if I'm being honest. Like in terms of like a Faygo nozzle, can you it's a lot more syrup to buy, don't get me wrong.
They probably provide pretty cheap because they just want to get in the game.
I don't even know if they're in the game.
Pope, I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
Every layer we add to this bar adds more overhead. So what if we just make it a bar
well,
that
it doesn't
has
matter,
because
we're taking out the business loan in John Doe's fucking name, dude.
His credit's really shitty, remember?
Well, we're not on the hook. Even if we go under, it's on him.
The more we talk about this, yes, there's more overhead, but I think if we scaled it back, this would actually be a very successful business. I feel like we're actually talking about right now... We're talking about the beginnings of, like, Hooters. We're talking about the beginnings of Chick-fil-A.
Because that's the thing. Like,
we're talking about the beginnings
when you
of
talk about those companies.
Alcoholic
like, on
Chick-fil-A.
Paper, like, take out all the context you already have about Hooters. Take out all the context you already have about Chick-fil-A. Like, if someone just said, hey, Christian chicken.
You're Christian chicken, and everyone's really nice to you, and also you sit down at McDonald's and they bring you your
and
food.
And also you don't have to pay for the franchise. We buy the property for you, and then we like sublet it to someone who went through our chicken school.
And they say, Mother of God, are you kidding me?
Nice. And we're closed on Sundays. Yeah, that's crazy.
Nice Christian people serving me my McDonald's chicken
at
my table.
Anti-LGBT chicken? That's what the pitch was. It's such a capitalist thing, but it's like their policy is that the company doesn't openly support it. Like, they don't support alternative lifestyles, but... Their policy is also, we'll still sell you chicken.
Hey, if y'all...
We'll take your money, but we won't, go to the Pride Parade.
We might not be waving the rainbow flag, but if y'all want to eat some chicken, come through the drive-thru.
Right, like, we won't change our Twitter icon during Gay Pride Month, but... We'll take your money.
Probably going to not do a hashtag Pride
Week. But we'll do
week.
A sale.
Not hashtag Pride Week, but we'll do a hashtag gay chicken sale.
Yeah, this chicken's gay, so it's on
chicken's
sale.
Chicken's gay AF.
Yeah, this rooster.
Number 10 is
this
dollar off.
Yeah, rooster sales.
He was just cocking around.
Yeah.
Just moving
this
around.
This cock.
This cock was just strutting around out here, and we knew he was a gay chicken, so he is on sale.
It's his month.
Special.
This fucker's been on ice since February.
So do you think if we open up our bar as... It's like Chick-fil-A colon, but we watch your kids, comma, and also cheap booze, period.
I like the explanation of our company because, you see the commercial and you get it. But I don't think we can use Chick-fil-A in the preface. I think we might see a little blowback.
So you ever watched that show Three's Company? That was, on TV Land back in the day?
Tony Danza.
Come and knock on our door. We got childcare for you. And it's something, 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 something. Dollar Everclear 2. Dude, that's the jingle.
Yeah.
Get people in. I'm not even kidding.
I could make that commercial literally in 20 minutes.
We would be millionaires if we bought a stupid, shitty little venue here in Marquette and we made this happen. We would be millionaires. We'd be done. We'd be done working. I would say, beautiful wife, hey, guess what? You know, I said I was going to retire at 55.
I think we wait until after COVID, but do you know how many companies I've seen personally close their storefronts because they've been so affected by this pandemic?
I think in COVID.
I think what, we wait till the vaccine rolls out, I swear to God, and I will... I don't have the best credit, but I don't have bad credit because I've literally never had a credit card or anything.
Wait a minute.
Well, do I ruin my credit?
No, I... Sure. Yeah,
we can
ruin
my credit, dude.
What I was gonna say is, you know, there's all these new restrictions. If you make X amount of dollars from alcohol but not food, you can't open.
I don't know, actually.
What if we actually charged for childcare but didn't charge for booze? But literally, whatever you drank at the bar was afforded to you as childcare.
We'd have to survey what average childcare costs are.
I'm just saying...
Which you could easily do because you pretend, you got to drop off Blue Bear.
I'm saying that, so basically you come in and you drink $30 worth of beer, we charge you $30 for childcare.
So the tab is the cost?
No, because, you are not allowed to be open.
No,
because I
think the selling point...
You can't be open in the state of Michigan if over 70% of your sales come from alcohol or whatever, right? That's the thing. So we say that...
Alcohol
is free. Alcohol is free.
Your tab is childcare?
Your tab is childcare.
But how do we tally that up on the receipt? Because we can't just he watched 2 episodes of Muzzy. That's
$35. We call it the difficulty factor. So we say your child was 10 times difficult today, and therefore your tab at $7, because he was 10 times difficult,
can you give away
$70.
Alcohol for free, though? That sounds we got to do a $1 alcohol fee.
Penny,
at least.
$1 alcohol fee and everything else. $1... All you can drink alcohol, but also child difficulty fee is factored in.
Yeah.
Genius.
Okay.
Genius.
All right. Pleasure doing business. We're at 1 hour and 5 minutes. The past 2 episodes, we did 1 topic for the entire fucking episode.
Michigander of the week. Son of a bitch. What do we do here, man? We could do Kristen Bell. I just tried to Google her. I tried.
No internet down here?
No internet down here. Can't even right now.
You know who I figured out was a Michigander?
Who's that?
Jerry Bruckheimer.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Mega millionaire summer blockbuster producer. Top Jerry,
Gun producer?
Jerry Bruckheimer.
Nah, nah, nah,
the man who put Tom Cruise into the minds of every American. The man who made Nicolas Cage the national treasure phenomenon.
Jerry Bruckheimer is from Michigan?
Yeah.
How are so many of these huge movie producers coming from Michigan?
Oh, I think there's like a cutthroat attitude that just comes from the Motor City.
Where's Bruckheimer from?
I don't know. I just asked Google, my Google Home, before I came here today. Hey, Google, who are famous people from Michigan? He listed 4 people, and he said, do you want to hear some more? I said, sure. And number 8. He listed 4, and then he listed another 4. Number 8 was Jerry Bruckheimer.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So, do with that what you will. I think that guy has maybe still does, have a serious coke problem.
Yeah, I mean, he does some intense things.
Fucking Days of Thunder.
Oh, he did Days of Thunder in addition to Top Gun?
Yeah, dude. It's like back-to-back. Back-to-back movies. Yeah.
High adrenaline.
National Treasure 1 and 2.
Did he do all of the Mission Impossibles as well?
I hope.
Probably.
Yeah. I think this is like the Tom Cruise liaison to America, yeah. Scientology removed.
Tropic Thunder?
That'd be funny. I don't know. We don't have internet down here, so we're not going to fact check anything. Take everything you heard here with a grain of pepper.
Wait, did he also do Risky Business?
It seems like a little low adrenaline for him.
It's a young man who wants to go to Princeton.
Risky Business has sex
with a prostitute and ends up at the University of Illinois.
I mean, Princeton isn't even really...
It's Big Ten. That's low brow. No, Big Ten is low brow.
Princeton isn't even really the focus of the movie. The focus of Risky Business is that his parents are out of town. He wants to take advantage of it, but he doesn't throw a party. He just... Him and Curtis Armstrong hire a prostitute. And then he drives the parents' car off of the dock into the...
Well, he puts it on the hill and it, like, for whatever reason, rolls.
Yeah. Parking brake.
I want to say, doesn't he have a party? Because that's how the egg gets broken.
Maybe.
Because I don't think it's the prostitute running around throwing the egg. The crystal egg.
Fabergé
egg.
Yeah, it's been a minute. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
It's a crystal egg.
It's really not that great of a movie. I mean, there's like the sweet Bob Seger scene, but that's about it.
Wait, Night Moves?
Got some old time rock and roll. He's in his underwear and the
ticket,
his dad's button-up shirt.
Off the shelf.
Yeah.
Bam, bam. Yeah.
Kind of music that soothes you to.
You know what? I'm surprised
Snow
you and I
music ain't got the same soul. I like that old time of rock and roll. Talking about the disco.
Michigan. You and I are huge.
Maybe that was a Bruckheimer fucking movie.
A fucking Bruckheimer movie.
I don't care if it was or wasn't. Yeah, dude. Fucking Seeger's in there? Bob Seger, Michigan.
I feel like we've done Bob Seger, haven't we?
We should just do him every week. That should be the new joke.
Anytime we can't think of a Michigan of the week, Bob Seger. Pretends to be from Detroit, actually from Royal Oak.
I kind of want to just cut this whole section out and just start doing Bob Seger every single week.
I feel like we've had some really good talk about Jerry Bruckheimer and Tom Cruise.
Yeah, we'll keep it in there. From now on, Bob Seger is the foreseeable Michigander of the week.
Okay, I've got this to plug in here, and this is going to be a fun little tidbit for anyone who wants to listen. So I'm at work, right? And we get the new city manager of the place I work who comes in. And he's talking about how he wants to do all these big things for the city and, like, his game plan and all this shit. I'm like, wait, that's fine. And he goes, yeah, I could probably get Bob Seger to come in here. I'm like looking around. Like, I'm looking to the other people sitting in the conference room.
To make sure
room.
They heard the same thing.
So I'm, like, looking around. Like, everyone else. And, like, everyone else just, like, got the same puzzle look in my face. Like, I could get Bob Seger to come in here. He's like, yeah, Bob Seger probably wants, like, $2.5 million. But I could probably have him come in for, like, $500,000. I'm looking around. And I'm just like, where the fuck are we going to get $500,000 to get Bob Seger to come in here?
Pre-sale tickets.
We better sell a lot of tickets. We
better sell a lot of Bob Seger masks.
Better sell a lot
for
of
some
tickets.
Social distancing.
Yeah,
dude, put them on top of the fucking Ordock. People will come.
Oh my god, Bob Seger just like up there, just like night moves
in the Hollywood Hills.
He just like on top of the Ordock,
boom, boom, echoing boom, across boom, Lady boom, Superior. Boom,
boom,
yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. These are all fireworks going off, and Bob Seger, he just got his guitar.
I mean, a year ago.
Holy shit, what if Steve Miller's there with Bob Seger? So Steve Miller opens for Bob Seger, just like, working real hard and I'm trying to find a job, but it just keeps getting tougher every day. And then Bob Seger comes in and he goes, but I know in my heart if I'm doing my part,
I'll get a half a million check on the way.
Keep on paying me, baby. That'd be like a fun novelty thing.
Yeah.
Holy shit. What if I... Oh, my God. Steve Miller's out of money. We know that. He's
no, he's not. He was just on The Tonight Show like 2 years ago.
Yep. He's not out of money. Steve Miller's got plenty of money. It here first, honey.
He had like a pressing of all of his recordings done. Like a record pressing.
Good.
I'm sure he's doing great.
Good.
I'm sure he's doing good. Great.
He's got those...
He's one of my favorite artists
stripes,
ever. I'm always going to be
dollars.
Going to bat for him. Go on YouTube and search Steve Miller Band Ribfest Naperville, Illinois 2012 and just watch the concert I was at. It was phenomenal. There's like 8 videos. Watch every single song. It was sick. He got kicked off stage because there was a thunderstorm and the stage manager came on after song 2 and she's like, hey, sorry, we have to call the concert.
It's pretty dangerous.
It's getting pretty dangerous. There's a severe thunderstorm warning. She walks off stage.
Steve comes back.
Fuck that. And he just goes straight into the Joker. And everybody's like, woo! And we just start tuning it up.
Is losing
getting
their mind.
Up. Ribfest is electric. And he plays 5 more songs before she comes on and cuts the power to the stage.
This woman's job is literally to make sure Steve Miller doesn't die, which is incredible.
And
Steve Miller's just like I'm putting it on the line, baby.
Yeah.
Accepting my fate. I am the Joker. I am like, the smoker. I am the
midnight toker.
And if I die in Naperville, Illinois tonight, honey, it's okay.
Yeah.
That is something to write home about.
I've killed 2 fruit flies down here during the recording of this episode.
Don't think it hasn't gone unnoticed.
Yeah. That being said, thank you guys for listening to this episode. We will see you guys next week. I have a homework assignment for all of you guys.
Okay.
There is a movie I saw recently. And it's a little bit of an older movie called Windy City Heat. It's free on YouTube. It was a Comedy Central movie produced by Jimmy Kimmel, and it's kind of like a hard movie to pin down. I would call it a prank movie. There's 2 comedians that have been pranking a very unlikable protagonist. This is all real. There are 2 comedians, Dom Barris being one of them, who have been pranking someone for about 12 years. They've been playing characters as long as they know him. And they convince him that he got the lead part in an actual Hollywood movie. This is an aspiring actor. He's a very unlikable individual. And they convince him he got the lead part in a movie. Comedy Central and Jimmy Kimmel fund an actual fake movie for him to be the star of. And off camera.
For 12 years?
What? No. This is prior. He's been on the hook for 12 years. And then they eventually convince him he's got the lead of a movie. And they... You know, off camera, are just tormenting this fucking guy during the production of this movie, and the entire time he thinks it's fucking real because it's the first acting job he's ever landed, and like, they just fucking torment him. It's for free on YouTube. You just gotta search Windy City Heat. I want you guys to watch it before next week because we will be talking about it in the following week. It's a little not safe for work. I will say that, so watch it in your free time, and I kid you not, it's one of the funniest movies I've ever seen, and it's just well regarded, so I can't give it enough of a nod. Please watch it. It's about 1 hour and 30 minutes. Just check it out, and we will talk about it extensively next week.
Sounds like a great Christian film. With that, that's Keys on Twine. We're out.
Yeah, follow us on Twitter at Keys on Twine. We'll see you guys next week.
Leave us a review! Please help. Please help.
Rolling out the courthouse. Friday night. X got the kids. And that's all right. Corner store, a 6er, tequila, and a lime. Gonna kick my feet up. Keys on Twine. You're listening to the Keys on Twine podcast with your hosts, Pope Calhoun and the good Kevin.